Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Yeah, welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are. Larson, where can they find us?
Larson, wow, you're really distracting me. You say YouTube already? youtube.com/Steven Larson. We're also at Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. You must have hit the camera earlier, huh?
No, I didn't. At some point, the camera moved.
That's weird. Must be some sort of ghost in here moving our production equipment around.
Good thing we're getting out of here soon, then.
Yeah, man. Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson. All sorts of contribution tiers. Awesome, awesome rewards associated with those tiers, including $20 tier, the Friendo Care Package.
We just signed 30 of these yesterday. I'm sending them out this weekend.
Correct.
For all the February patrons and the people who've hit me up. Saying, hey, I was a patron before. Where's my care package? And I say, I got you covered, friend. I got your care package to get. I got it covered, friend.
What a pleasant voice.
I know exactly. Somebody calls me up for customer service. Hi, I'm looking for customer
kind
service.
Kind of like your Undertaker voice. We're also on Pro Wrestling Tees at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. Actually, still wearing shirts that we sell at our store. Fun Wrestling. Mecha Santa.
Here's all of them.
Oh, it is working.
It is working. Well, this is working, but then the record button doesn't work.
It's a very temperamental apparatus.
It really is. Elgato designed an AI that knows how to push my buttons. How about that?
It's very clever.
You like that? Anyways. So yeah, this is, of course, we don't really call it the dirt sheet anymore.
I do.
You call it that.
Yeah.
I don't put it in the title anymore. It's just Going In Raw. That's just what we do. We just do Going In Raw.
Matt Chat's the only, and Countdown are the only two shows that have that are uniquely branded, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to change all that.
That's the weekend programming, though.
No,
I think that should remain.
Well, we're going to change certain things. You know me. I like to dig.
You just like to change for the sake of change.
No, I don't. We're going to rebrand soon when we get to the office. And at that point, all that was old will be gone. And all that is new.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Will be all old again.
There's news this week, Steve, that we must talk about.
Would you classify this as a big news week, a mediocre news week, or a no news week? Is it a non-news
it's
week?
It's kind of a mediocre news week.
Yeah.
There's some stuff to talk about, but...
I feel like there's a lot of non-news in this episode, but it's all big non-news.
Yeah.
Stuff that we feel you probably want to know.
Yeah, exactly. So let's kick off. I don't know if you heard, Steve, but John Cena is not going to be at WrestleMania.
Oh, no, that's not true. He is 2-3 days away from capturing, this is his words, from capturing the WWE title at Fastlane, where he will then move on.
Hold on.
To make it a triple threat against AJ
Styles.
Yeah,
that's what on TV. That's kayfabe. He told Sports Illustrated that he's not going to be at WrestleMania.
What? Well, that sounds like news, Larson. What did he say?
Or at least he said he'd be cool with not being at WrestleMania. Gotcha.
he's in my boat. I don't want to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah. He didn't like all the flashing lights in his face, I guess.
I don't like flashing lights, man.
Anyways, Sports Illustrated spoke with John Cena this week, and he had some interesting things to say about his
Was this Justin Barrasso?
Well, he wrote the article. I don't know if he actually conducted the interview.
Does he know it was actually John Cena or not?
I would hope so. If it's a face-to-face meeting.
He said that Rey Mysterio thing was going to happen. That didn't happen.
Hold on. Well, Rey got hurt.
I'm just
so it might not ever
giving
happen.
Giving crap.
So as Cena had to say about his participation this year's Mania. First, he was asked about facing Rey Mysterio, as Justin Barrasso reported last week.
Uh-huh.
Cena said, Rey Mysterio is great. I'll say that. And that's all. And that's what I could say about Rey. But... Cena seemed pretty keen on a completely different story from at Mania, and that's him not being there.
Oh, he loves this story.
Yeah, here we go. Are you ready? I got to do this whole thing in Cena voice.
Okay,
this is
going
to be tough.
Ahead.
Ready? What a great story be for me to miss and have to buy a ticket. That the year doesn't stop at WrestleMania. We do Raw the next night. Now imagine if the stalwart, the statute of the WWE now has to look inside himself. It's a crisis of confidence.
Yeah.
And ask, do I still have it? After being left out of the biggest show of the year, he continues... I'm fortunate enough to be in the spot right now, but it's not like, thanks, WWE. for what you've done for me, but deuces.
Deuces.
I'm out. I'm never speaking to you again. All things considered. Oh, shoot. I slipped back into Larson. All things considered, with everything coming out, I wouldn't mind my contribution to WrestleMania this year being an absence.
Whoa.
If that's my role in the story, I'll play it. So he's totally cool missing Mania, man. He's like, I got like three movies I got to do.
Yeah.
I think he really wants to say deuces.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, got a lot on my plate right now. I really just want to take some me time. And I feel like the beginning of April is a great time to do that. Last year, they had the strobe lights that really just bugged my eyes. I didn't like it. To be honest with you, I really don't like crowds either.
But John, you've been wrestling in front of them for your entire career.
Well, you know, as you get older, you start to dislike a lot more things. One thing John Cena dislikes is a lot of people in one place at the same time. I mean, that's great that he's... I think it would be a great story for him to miss it and have to buy a ticket. Now, is he saying he doesn't... Because he's talking about buying a ticket.
No, I think he'd be a comp.
So he'd be... Well, you'd think, yeah, but he's saying right here...
Well, that'd be the story.
He'd have to buy the ticket. Is he talking... Like, so is this kayfabe or not? You just said that... Before it was kayfabe.
What he said on TV was kayfabe, definitely.
Yeah, but then you're saying that this is kayfabe too.
No, I'm saying it's not, but it could be.
But God damn it. Anyways, it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, you have to appreciate that. I mean, what he's doing right here is selling his story that he doesn't have a role.
Yeah, but he's also referring to it as a story. He's not conducting this interview as in kayfabe. He's talking about how him not going to WrestleMania could be part of a
great story. You know what, frankly, this sounds like John Cena understands that he has done literally everything you could possibly do in the WWE. And so the only other logical thing you could do
at WrestleMania.
Yeah. The only other thing you could logically do besides that, which is what's going to happen, is just not be there.
Yeah.
The only other thing I could do at this point is not be there.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't point to the sign.
Yeah.
He goes like this to the sign.
I know. There you go.
Does that no, Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting, you know, whether you believe Sports Illustrated's reporting on the Rey Mysterio versus Cena storyline or not. It seems like that, regardless, is in jeopardy because Rey seemed to have torn at least a part of his left bicep. So it seems like he will be out of the equation for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Don't know if Samoa Joe's going to be healthy in time for Mania. Don't know what the Undertaker status is. I mean, Meltzer's still convinced it's going to be Cena and Undertaker. And if and when Cena loses at Fastlane, shows up on the Raw the next night and goes, well, no WrestleMania for me. Lights go down. Gong hits. Taker comes out, or at least shows up in the Titantron. It's still conceivable that could happen. I don't want to see it because Undertaker's old and doesn't seem like he'd be wrestling anymore.
Oh, it's going to happen.
But if a Samoa Joe comes out, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, here's the thing. John Cena will be fighting. The larger issue of this is... the idea that there's, as stacked as Mania is already shaping up to be, there are some key players that are in danger of missing the show or having woefully underbooked spots on the show.
Yes.
This John Cena one is an interesting one because granted, some of this might be in character because we know he's going to be there, but also there's an element that he's reflecting on his character and he's getting to the point where. And I don't know. I don't know. Something tells me for the next 20 years, John Cena will be appearing at every WrestleMania in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Because he has built his identity, especially with, you know, his strongest base with his wrestling fans at this point. He's built his identity on one of his three, you know, John Cena things: hustle, loyalty, and respect. Loyalty, you know?
Yeah.
Loyal to the company. He's always there. He's never turned heel. He's referenced the fact that he's never turned heel before.
Yeah. And even in this interview, he says he's not leaving WWE.
Right.
Probably ever.
Right.
He's always going to have a role in the company in some capacity.
But he seems at least cognizant of the fact that the John Cena days are kind of probably coming to an end.
Well, he said that previously, that his body can't stand.
Yeah, over the last 12 months, we've heard multiple times from him.
His body can't withstand the road schedule anymore, that kind of stuff.
And so it's interesting that he is just incorporating that into the John Cena experience, as we know it, in the WWE. So it is kind of interesting. These next two are really kind of interesting.
Well, there's three items here speaking about prominent and important wrestlers, and maybe not having a role at Mania, at least not having one defined yet. These are all courtesy of Wrestling Observer Newsletter. First, T-Bar. They're the Raw Tag Team Champions. You think they got to defend their titles on the show.
You think
Meltzer
so.
Meltzer says, maybe not so much. Right now, this is from the newsletter, quote, right now the plan is for no match with Sheamus and Cesaro at Mania, for them to be part of the show in an angle of sorts, but they are part of a lot of things on Raw, on the Raw side, that are still in flux. Sheamus has, over the last week or two, been issuing an open challenge for Mania on Twitter. It's hard for me to believe he wasn't given the okay to do that by someone, you know, up in the executive or in the creative departments to do that, because they're setting something up.
Yeah, I know. They wouldn't be saying words that they're not supposed to be saying on TV. That generally doesn't happen.
Or, like, if he did that on Twitter and didn't get cleared, I don't think he would do it again. He did it again today.
Right,
on Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's twice
okay.
He's done it.
Okay.
So there seems to be the ball rolling at some sort of angle for T-Bar going into Mania, some sort of open challenge type deal.
So we've heard, was a PW Insider saying that they heard that the plan was for a team not currently
paired together
as not currently a team. Yeah. Not currently paired together as a team to take on sort of like a surprise pairing.
Yeah. And with speculation being that it could be Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt, if the Ultimate Deletion happens on Raw versus WrestleMania,
which apparently is supposed to be shooting today, the day that we filmed this, yes. Yeah, which is Thursday. So that's really cool. I would totally like that. I think it'd be really interesting. Bray Wyatt. I mean, they're, Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy, I've appreciated the feud because it gives Matt, it gives them both something to do that is more than what they were doing before. And then we get, you know, the Ultimate Deletion coming up. That should be a lot of fun. And they still have two very different vibes. You know, Matt Hardy is goofy supernatural and Bray Wyatt is menacing supernatural.
With at times being unintentionally goofy.
Yeah, true. And so, I don't know. I kind of like this. I like that as a team. And on top of that, it lets Jeff Hardy, who's been cleared apparently.
Yeah, by whoever did his surgery, shoulder surgery.
Okay.
This is from Pro Wrestling Sheet, still awaiting clearance from WWE's doctors,
okay.
My understanding. But yeah, it would give Matt something to do at Mania, and it'd be hopefully a bit of a refresh for Bray Wyatt,
mm-hmm.
who's been mired in lackluster creative pretty much since he debuted.
Since I mean, it's been hit or miss. I mean, you know, the last time he was in something decent was literally a year ago.
Yeah, we all see how that went.
Now, and we see exactly how that went. It was trash.
Yes, it was.
So that's kind of interesting. I mean, I think, you know, I like the idea. I mean, I would find it hard to believe this is true, that there is no match in mind for them. I mean, the WWE, they have in the past sort of set things up. I mean, they've done this a lot, set things up without having an answer to what the deal's going to be. It could lead to them, like, they could have no answer, and then they end up going to Mania and calling out nobody and saying we're the best or something like that, and then the next night AOP comes out.
Yeah.
That could be
entirely plausible.
Yeah. This next one is the most infuriating, though.
I agree.
It's terrible. Braun Strowman. He should be doing something.
Yeah, you know, we had heard at first that he was going to be taking on The Miz for the Intercontinental title. That seems to be scrapped, at least right now, because it's been announced Miz versus Seth versus Finn at Mania for the Intercontinental belt.
Mm-hmm.
And we also heard within the last couple of weeks that Strowman was kind of the backup plan should anything happen with either Roman Reigns with all the steroid business or Brock Lesnar with these negotiating tactics that, you know, that we think is a work,
mm-hmm.
in terms of him, you know, not really fully participating in WWE product leading up to Mania. So a newsletter said this: backup plan for Strowman right now, if he's not moved to Universal title shot, would be some type of non-wrestling gimmick thing.
Okay, so
he's not going to have a match.
This is the only thing that I could possibly conceive
of. He has to destroy something.
Well, Elias. Elias doesn't have a match right now either. He's embroiled in a thing with Braun.
Mm-hmm.
I could see them take, because they've done some really creative, really fun things. We're huge Elias fans and we're huge Braun fans.
Yes.
So I love the idea. God, I wish whoever suggested this to us didn't suggest it, because I'm simply going to be annoyed when it doesn't come to pass. Although I think didn't the newsletter say something of the possibility of Elias joining the IC title thing too?
Oh, maybe I didn't.
Or was that,
that
some? Maybe it was two different people. Oh, Joe was one of them.
Yeah, I think it's been mentioned previously that Elias, both Elias and Braun, could be
inserted in
the Intercontinental title match.
Have Elias host WrestleMania.
Yeah,
I cannot think of a better. That is such a great idea.
Yeah, that is a great idea.
That is an absolutely fantastic idea. And every time he tries to do some hosting thing where he basically usurps the show, where he takes the show over, Braun comes out and runs him off. And then it happens a couple more times during the show. Is it a waste of Braun? Yes, completely, absolutely. Should he be in the Universal title scene? He should be eating up every single title there is.
Yeah.
But they have their plan, they have their story, and they're confident that Braun, they can pull the trigger on him at any time.
Yeah.
You have to appreciate the fact that because I do believe that they're keeping Braun from anything solid until they know for a fact they're going to go Roman Brock. So you have to appreciate that, you know, he's their backup universal champion, essentially, yeah. which is a pretty big role.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, that being said, it is a shame that they don't have you. My thing is this, you would just think that, and maybe that's what this is alluding to, but you know, that they would have a solid plan B for Braun.
I know.
And I mean, hopefully they do, and hopefully it'll be entertaining and make the most of
it. You think at least they would have something in place for Braun that he could be easily removed from.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, should everything go as planned with the Universal title scene, there's still something for him to do since he's such a major part of WWE and such a draw. You still have him there.
And not some sort of non-wrestling gimmick. I'm not huge on that. I mean, unless it had to do with him coming out at the finish, you know, after Roman wins and holds up the title, if it's Braun who comes out and immediately destroys Roman or something like that.
And the ring. He's got to destroy something.
He's got to destroy stuff. That's the thing. He's got to destroy stuff.
Yes.
But I think the thing is, the Braun Elias stuff has, in my opinion, been so entertaining and worked so well.
Mm-hmm.
I could totally see them translating that to the bigger stage, to WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. And that could be fun.
Get Elias to host WrestleMania.
Yes, that'd be a great idea.
Please do. It would be so perfect. His iron is so hot right now.
I know.
It would be great.
Other news, as far as people who won't be involved in anything major at WrestleMania, newsletter also talks of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, who were involved in a bit of a breakup right now.
This is a tragedy.
Yeah.
Right,
rather than having a one-on-one match at Mania, according to the newsletter, apparently, quote, the current plans have Owens and Zayn in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
That is stupid. That is so dumb. You have two of the best wrestlers on the roster. And, you know, SmackDown has been crap as of late, but that promo that Sammy delivered at the end of SmackDown with his Kevin Owens swerve was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. Why wouldn't they? It boggles my mind.
They've dedicated so much time on SmackDown television to Owens and Zayn, and then now, right when the storyline is supposed to kind of reach its climax, you're going to dump it. Sorry, not dump it. Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is fine. I enjoy it every year. But these two guys, if they're going to have any sort of feud, they need to have a match of their own. I mean, what's going to happen? They're going to be in the Battle Royal, and one of them eliminates the other, and then once the person eliminated, realize what happens, they help in eliminating the other person?
Yeah. Or maybe they're going to set up Shaq versus Kevin Owens. Look, you're right. The Battle Royal is fine, but I will guarantee you, especially having watched Kevin Owens 365, he would consider it a massive step down in his career to go from where he was last year in one of the hottest feuds in all of wrestling against Chris Jericho for the United States Championship, and it should have been for the Universal Championship, to go down to the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. That doesn't make a lick of sense.
No, it makes zero sense.
And especially, like, it has been the A program on SmackDown, and that's going to land in the... I mean, I know we just called BS on
T-Bar, yeah.
On T-Bar. I kind of want to call BS on this, too, to be honest with you.
I call BS on all of them, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can see them holding off on Braun.
That's the one that seems the most believable, but the other two, I can't imagine.
I mean, we'll find out when it happens.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to start keeping tabs on, like, the sources that we're getting these things from.
Yeah, yeah.
On, like, who
else. Last year, Meltzer got the WrestleMania card.
It's like 2 months in advance.
Yeah, man, he had it all.
He had it all. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, hey.
And he still seems convinced that Cena Undertaker is going to happen, so.
Yeah. A lot of people mock the idea that plans change. I don't. I think it's been proven that plans do change.
It's a fluid situation all the time in WWE as long as Vince is in charge.
All the time. But how do you not find 12 minutes for Kevin versus Sammy? How do you not find that?
I know. Even on the pre-show. I don't want to see it on the pre-show.
I don't want to see it on the pre-show.
It could be a four-hour pre-show, probably. There's plenty of time for matches.
Yeah, I know. It would make zero sense. Zero sense. Let's see here.
Speaking of other things that make zero sense.
Oh, my God.
So, Steve, as a longtime Alberto
Don't say that.
Del Rio fan.
Don't say that.
How excited are you about a potential return of his to the WWE? Because PW Insider is reporting that he was recently spotted at WWE headquarters in Connecticut. And granted, they're saying that he was there to
film some Rey Mysterio stuff.
Yes, interview material for a Rey Mysterio thing. But they also add, quote, there have been rumblings of late within WWE that McMahon was very much for Patron, Alberto Del Rio, returning to the company, as he's always been extremely high on Patron as a performer and a character. See, his contract runs out next month, April. And while Impact really wants him back.
Yeah. Don't even want him there, and I don't even watch Impact. I'm probably going to start, once we get to the office, I'm probably going to start reviewing that again.
I'll see if I watch it after we go to the taping.
There you go. Yeah, probably not. I don't even want him. I don't want him in Impact, and I don't even watch it. I don't want him in the WWE.
Well, he said he wanted to do a farewell tour.
That's great. I don't care.
Newsletter says,
I don't want to see that.
Newsletter says, another person close to the situation, this is directly from newsletter, told us that while Alberto does want to return to WWE, they denied there being a direct meeting.
That's good. That makes sense. And Impact apparently is really trying hard at getting him back.
But didn't Alberto say he only want to wrestle another couple years?
I'm going to be 40 this year.
He's going to be at Triple Mania this year. Triple A's top show of the year in August.
Good. I'll watch that. It was filled with botches last year. Remember Sexy Stars tried to rip Rosemary's arm out?
Yeah.
That was a Triple Mania. That was fun. Jeff Jarrett, drunk, throwing a bunch of tortillas at people. I'll be honest. I sat there. I was like, this is a mess. But, man, this is hilarious. It's like a mess. And all literally, Botchamania, that week's or that month's Botchamania was like all Triple Mania. It was just a show from front to end with, 8-bit music playing behind
it. So, yeah, it's August 25th, Triple Mania, and he's not signing for a long-term deal, is my understanding. He's just showing up for the one show. So we're a long ways from August, if my watch is telling me correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5 months yet. Mm-hmm. His Impact contract expires in April.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 5 months what is he going to do? If he's going to go back to WWE.
Look, man, last I heard he had didn't he have a restaurant?
I think that closed.
Okay. Wasn't he the president of a mixed martial arts?
I don't know if he does
that
anymore either.
We need to be on the road to finding him a job.
This is what we need to do.
Yeah.
Whenever we say something is going to happen, what happens?
It doesn't happen.
So, Alberto, come on back. Come on back.
Don't tempt fate, man.
Come on back, Alberto.
Oh, I'm going to throw up if I see announced, Ryan Satin says it's happening. Alberto El Patron's back with the WWE. We literally filmed a count out. Tomorrow's count out is people we don't want back, thanks to this rumor.
Yeah, his restaurant closed last November.
Didn't it open last October?
It hasn't been that long, though.
How long was it open for?
Less than a year.
Oh, man.
From mysanantonio.com, so.
How is that even possible?
The restaurant business is real tough, man. You got a lot of overhead.
No, I know, but can't you figure out how to keep a place open for more than a year?
It's tough business, man.
I don't know. I'm not, honestly. I am crapping all over him. I understand that. I totally get that.
Yeah, you are.
That being said, I'm sure he's a nice guy. Whatever. I just don't. I don't. I don't. I personally find it astounding that Vince McMahon.
It's been the third time.
Would find anything. I don't remember anything about his last run except for he kicked Cena in the head, got the U.S. title, was teamed up with Zeb Coulter for some mildly. Could have been interesting stuff.
The whole pairing was still really confusing.
It was very confusing. Sense. It went nowhere, and then he ended up with the League of Nations, right?
And pretty much everybody save for Rusev seemed checked out of that whole arena.
Right, exactly.
Well, Sheamus was into it because he was champion.
Yeah, yeah. But man, it was lame. And I just,
even Cena didn't seem terribly excited to be dropping the U.S. title to him.
No, of course. Why would he?
It was a dud of a match.
Yeah, it was a crap match. He was like, okay, I'm out of here now. It'd be a bummer if he came back. But my thing is this. We've seen what he could do. We've seen he's had three opportunities? Two opportunities?
Yeah.
Okay.
This will be his third.
We know what he can do. I would much rather see what Adam Cole, Aleister Black, Killian Dane, Ricochet, Leo Rush. I want to see
Andrade
Almas. I want to see what those guys can do on the main roster.
With that spot, yes.
Instead of bringing back Alberto Del Rio.
Drew McIntyre,
massive star. Bring him back. Look what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He went. They released him. He got jacked.
Yeah,
had
man.
An amazing run all over the world.
Yeah.
Came back $1 million, right? That's the story I want to see.
Yeah,
did Alberto go away, get jacked, change everything about him to make him like an amazing. No, it's just Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah.
Why would I care about that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't. Don't want to see it.
Yeah, I don't think I really care either way.
I would really doubt Triple H.
I'd vastly prefer to have Almas or McIntyre or any of the NXT Culps take that spot.
But. Yeah. Absolutely. I just it would be just another segment every week that I'd have to sit through and then not care about.
What if he went to SmackDown?
Yeah, that's where he would go. He's not going to put him on Raw. Dad, I think he'd be great on SmackDown because Triple H knows. Let Road Dogg deal with him. Why does that guy still have a job? Because he's my friend. Anyways, yeah, hopefully that's not going to happen. Hopefully I'll be very excited if they announce Impact has signed him for another year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, are we all in, Larson?
I hope so.
Are we all in, man?
According to my Twitter,
September 1st?
Yeah.
That's like my birthday weekend?
It is.
Ooh, our week? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, all in. I'm all in.
Yeah, I'll be Chicago. All in, too. I'll be all in, too. Here, this is the latest episode Airplanes. Of Being the Elite. Cody Rhodes, Young Bucks, self-financed show all in. Be taking place September 1st. We know that. We knew that already. We knew it was probably going to be in Chicago, but now it's been confirmed at the Sears Center Arena near Chicago. I guess it's in the suburbs or something.
Mm-hmm. That probably means that Airbnb is going to be kind of cheap.
I hope so.
It'll be right near there.
Yeah. Let's start looking into it because we're all in. The venue's capacity about almost 12,000, 11,800, which is, you know, more than 10,000.
Mm-hmm. Although it was kind of interesting. Apparently last time WWE was there. No, was it WWE?
No, it was TNA.
It was TNA was there.
They arranged it so it was like 8,400.
It was like 8,400 because you have the ring there in the thing. So,
well, it'll be the ring because if it's
the ring doesn't take up 3,000 spots.
No,
I get
like
that.
The ring and then the ramp and all that stuff.
All that stuff.
But if they want to genuinely get 10,000, they might keep all that minimal.
Yeah.
But Pro Wrestling Sheet is reporting something pretty interesting. Especially for us. Mm-hmm. Quote, according to sources, there will be a wrestling podcast convention attached to the event that will feature live podcast sessions with many of the top names in wrestling podcasting, as well as legend signings and several official weigh-ins for All In.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we going to do a live Going In Raw
there?
Give it
the opportunity. Why not?
Man, that'd be great.
Yeah, man.
In front of just like sitting there in front of 13 people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it'd be a situation like on Radio Row for the Super Bowl. It's like everybody
has their
little booze areas set up, and they just all like broadcast from that. Mm-hmm. So that might be the situation where we're not like doing a live podcast in front of an audience per se. We're here and get the buzz and the excitement of the convention with everybody else doing podcasts.
It's so smelly.
I don't know. I don't know where it's going to be. Might be able to get some people to join us on the show, talk wrestling, talk All In, the state of independent wrestling, how healthy and vibrant and awesome it is right now.
Yeah. First question for everybody. Are you going to go to WWE? When are you going to, do you have any interest in going to WWE?
I need to know if we're going to get.
What do you want to do about WWE?
If we're going to get like talent signed. It's like if other, like.
Adam Pacitti, do you want to go to WWE?
Yeah, like Brian Zane if he's there.
Brian Zane.
Have him on.
You going to go to WWE?
Adam Pacitti. Have him on.
Pacitti, going to go to WWE?
Yes, I think that'd be great.
No, I think it'd be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, when I think about this versus, like, because we were talking about going to Survivor Series, perhaps, but, you know, like, I don't want to be spending that much money on travel.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And then, like,
it's only right in L.A.
A ticket for Survivor Series. And the main thing is, like, one ticket for Survivor Series.
We'll cover our airfare to Chicago.
And probably an Airbnb, to be honest with you.
Maybe.
So this is very exciting. So we're definitely all in.
Even if we don't get like a table, just going would be awesome.
Oh, I would go to the show regardless.
I mean the convention.
Oh, yeah, for
just
sure.
Going. I mean, assuming it's open to the public.
No, I'm not going unless we have a table there.
All right.
No, because that's, come on. We're going to have a couple of schmoes with their podcast, and I'm sitting here like, why am I walking around like an idiot?
Go and walk around and network and meet people.
I'll start going yelling at people. I've got this competition in me. Back when I was in the comic book circuit, back when I used to self-publish comic books, there was a dude I knew, and he did his own comic book, right?
Yeah.
He actually writes for like various comic books and TV shows now, so good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
He's a really good networker. He's a talented guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, trying to hawk your own stuff, it's not easy.
No.
And it can play on your ego a little bit. I never really cared, because I was like, whatever. But, you know, I remember towards the tail end of one show, he was out there like with his, he was yelling, he's like, come on, people! Warren Ellis said this is the greatest comic ever.
Was that true?
No. It was decent. The writing was okay. The art was a little whatever. But
it wasn't the greatest comic ever. That's
no.
The point.
Okay. And I don't think Warren Ellis ever actually said that.
That
either.
Was what I was at wondering.
Yeah, no. True. I think he said it was good. but it's
he actually read it though.
Yeah, he did. The idea that he said stuff about it meant that, yeah, kind of, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe he did. I don't know. But he said he would yell at people.
Okay.
Well, so that would be me. I guess. That'd be me.
All right.
If we didn't get like a table there. I mean, if it's a convention, it's not all like a convention. You get their money from not just the gate, but exhibitors paying.
I realize that. Yes.
Yeah. I'll spring for a table.
Yeah, I would too.
We're getting a table there. Hopefully we'll be guests.
Bring those.
Do that. I'll bring that stuff.
Even though it might be outdated by then.
We're going to have to get new ones. Yeah, another expense.
Yeah.
But that's what we have the patrons for.
Yeah.
To make the show better.
Yeah.
You want to support Going In Raw, go to Patreon. Anyways, what else do we have?
We got some NXT updates. Like I said, it's kind of a thin news week. But anyways, we'll get
And then
through
I
this.
Got some. We have some questions from the Twitter.
Good. So PW Insider, a couple updates as far as injured NXT talents. Those talents being Bobby Fish and Drew McIntyre. First on Mr. Fish. Oh. He was apparently seen walking around at the latest round of NXT TV tapings. No spoilers, apart from he was walking on crutches.
Okay.
Which, since he hurt his knee, is not a surprise.
Yeah.
And the site reports that, quote, the word backstage is that Fish will be having surgery later this week in Birmingham, Alabama. Probably Dr. James Andrews, noted orthopedic surgeon.
But there's no, like, word on what...
Severity, no.
Yeah, okay.
No.
All right, that's a bummer.
As far as Drew, apparently he was seen working out in the Performance Center over the last several days. Mm-hmm. I think PW Insider reported that he was aiming for a return roughly around WrestleMania weekend.
Okay.
And if he's already working out in the ring at Performance Center, he seems like he might be in line for a return around that time.
The WWE draft is right around the corner.
Two things about the NXT intro now. No Drew.
Yeah.
And every shot that was Gargano,
it's Ciampa.
Now Ciampa.
I know. Isn't that great?
I know.
That's awesome.
I know. Stand there with the crutch.
No, that is good.
It's so good. The attention to detail is why I really like NXT.
Dude, tell me about it. It's like they tailor wrestling exactly for us.
I know.
Another little bit, just today, I guess.
Yeah.
Rich Swann said that he's probably retiring from wrestling. Apparently he's been
having... Yeah, he said that on Twitter, yeah.
According to, like, on Twitter, if you follow him on Twitter, it seems like he's having some issues getting booked. Hopefully it's not. I mean, look, man, I want people to have positive things in their lives. So hopefully he's able to turn around whatever he needs to turn around and get that taken care of.
Also, Pro Wrestling Sheets reporting that Abby Laith, participant in this last year's Mae Young Classic, was released recently from her NXT contract. They didn't state why, but just that she was released.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to do this, man.
Oh, shout outs. Yeah.
Got to do my shout outs for the rest of February. So on the Patreon at the $1 mark, just from $1, you get a shout out on the air. And I forgot to do some yesterday.
Oh, wow. What? Hold on. Pro Wrestling Sheet is now reporting that Sage Beckett has also been released.
Oh, no.
Huh.
Wow. They're having a bit of a purge over there at NXT.
Seems like it. That's interesting.
Huh. She was signed with WWE January of 2017.
Yeah, Same time as Laith.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
She said she tweeted this morning saying, I've given my body for 13 years. Now it's time to use my brain. So maybe she'll be diving into a different profession.
Could be.
Well, we wish her the best.
Yes.
The following people pledged to the Patreon in the second half of February. So here we go. And then we're going to read some questions. Pedro Paiva, Stevie K, Javier Castillo, Austin Luff, Dalton, Liam White, Stephen Adamson, Will Tomo, Kenneth Rosado, Michael D. Gill, Daniel Reyes, Tyler, Michael Engels, Afoxis, I can't even read, it says Slur J.K. Blom, Kyle Aaron Ward, Infamous Musso, Keegan Green, Breeze Mellon, Marinko, Ryan Kochani, or Kochani, MF Music Nerd here, leader of the Wild Card Finals, Our Real Movement, Jerome Murray, Derek McLeod, Casey Billings, Richard Baker, Dirk Malloy, Caleb Baraclough, Joseph Dietrich, The Lazarus, Jacob A. Dejasimo, Travis Andrews, Alex Wilson, Ray Sahaki, Mr. Dope, Devin Bam Bam Martinez, Aaron Hagman, Methodical Monkey, Resolute Germ, Joshua Rutt, Ronti Jackson, Ben Davies, Emerald Highland Productions, Armando Alvarez, Sean Woolsey, DJ Guttercat, Quinn Hodson, and that's it. That's for February. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, everybody. I didn't do this at the beginning of the show, but sometimes things happen.
Yep.
And when I say that, I mean I forget things.
Yes.
So anyways.
Let's answer some questions.
Yeah, we got some questions on Twitter here. I put out a Twitter thread saying, you guys got some questions? You have questions for us? And a little gif of Kyle O'Reilly coming out. Doing a little dance.
He's a new favorite.
Here we go. Nick Bartlett has a question.
Okay.
Should NXT have their own Money in the Bank ladder match, and who would be in it?
I feel like we answered something similar in today's NXT recap.
Oh, a Money in the Bank thing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We answered that. So watch our NXT recap for this week.
Watch our NXT recap, and you'll get a great answer. Here we go. JP Zammit. Today's Thursday that we're recording this.
Yeah.
And it is, in fact, International Women's Day. So thank you to Mom.
Yes.
Sister.
Yes.
My daughter, my wife.
Okay.
Gypsy. That's my dog.
Yeah.
She's a female. She's
yeah,
a woman.
More.
She's a human, though. And more importantly, to all the women friendos out there.
Yes.
We really appreciate
yes,
everything you are and yes, everything you do. His question is this. Your favorite women's wrestler from the past and present, and why? Who are they?
From the past. Well, it's Lita, I think.
Yeah, man. I was a huge Lita fan.
Yeah, Lita was great.
She was awesome.
Yeah, she, you know, when she, we first, I think, saw her as Miss Congeniality in ECW.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she was doing moonsaults and hurricanranas and stuff like that. She came to WWE as the manager for
S.A.
Rios. Eventually went on her own, was a huge part of the women's division in WWE. Put on great matches across the board. Tons of charisma. Top notch.
I think my thing about Lita, like when I the first memory I have of Lita wasn't as Miss Congeniality, because I don't know if I was just not putting two and two together, I just missed her or what, but was when she was the valet for S.A. Rios. Mm-hmm. I remember she used to get involved in his matches.
Yeah, he used to do hurricanranas on his opponents.
Right, exactly.
Like that, yeah.
I remember seeing that and being like, whoa, that was really cool. So I was a big fan of hers. Right now, man, I love Shayna Baszler right now. Mm-hmm. I think she's doing killer work. I think the entire NXT women's division is just doing killer right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
really firing on all cylinders.
Right now, I think my favorite's still Sasha Banks. I keep on going back. I can go back to her two matches against Bayley in NXT, and that's some of the best storytelling mm-hmm, I've seen in wrestling, period.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. Kirk Wright. Considering the current trajectory of 205 Live in terms of wrestling quality, do you think there could be a time when it's considered to be as prestigious a brand as NXT? And if so, would you be okay with talent such as Ricochet and Will Ospreay being only on 205 Live? So my answer to the last part is no. I think that 205 Live would make a magnificent mirror to the New Japan Juniors division. Mm-hmm. You mentioned this again, mm-hmm, also on today's mm-hmm recap. If you can go through 205 Live, you know, go through NXT, move up, and they put you on 205 Live, and then once you've done everything you can do, and granted, you have to be like, so for example, the Young Bucks declared they're going to move on to the heavyweight division.
They did everything they could.
They did everything they could.
Yes.
If you do everything you can do in 205 Live, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to say, I'm declaring to move up to the heavyweight division.
Yeah.
And I think in that case, I think that would be absolutely fine. I'd be totally fine with Ricochet, Will Ospreay, if they keep on putting on these matches. I think the only thing they need to do is, I think it's twofold. Number one, I think they'd be foolish not to have more talent do their own promos the way Mustafa Ali did his. I think if you do it like that, where everything feels so real and organic,
yeah, yeah,
that would add so much to the show. And then
serve as a great counter to the rest of WWE programming.
It would be
so polished. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And the venue, you mm-hmm cannot keep, it does such a disservice to these guys that they put on these matches, for these crowds that are just, mm-hmm, they're just dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a shame.
It really is. But as far as the first part of the question, I'm hopeful based on the new philosophy for 205 Live focusing on in-ring action that it will, you know, eventually, like NXT didn't get to where it is now in a day. You know, it took time.
Mm-hmm.
That 205 Live can, and we've seen it in the network ratings lately, people are more interested in it now that the wrestling is so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Give it some time. let it build up a fan base, and maybe in a year or so, it could be up there with NXT in terms of how people view the product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sort of to piggyback on that question, Vert is a bad hombre asks, is 205 Live going to support... if 205 Live is going to support a tag title, it will need more bodies. Who would make good cruiserweight tag teams? He says, currently, of course, there's only the Lucha House Party and a Tommy and Tozawa. May need wrestlers from other shows. I really hope that they bring in, you know, they do another round of imports from other promotions in the indie scene. Guys like Sammy Guevara. I would love to see Trevor Lee.
Well, I think Sammy Guevara is, isn't it the Lucha Underground taping? I shouldn't say that because...
We might get a cease and desist.
They just sent a cease and desist to Pro Wrestling Sheet. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Like, can we bleep his name out? Yeah, okay. Well, that's a good point. But
Trevor Lee's under contract, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if he's under contract. I mean, he's on Impact. I'm not sure, like, what his contract status is like. I'm just throwing these names out there for names that, like, I would love to see come in, regardless of what their contract status is at some point. So funny. Lucha Underground. I would love to see that happen. I mean, I'm sure. And here's the thing. So, like, I don't watch Pro Wrestling NOAH. I don't watch All Japan. I don't watch. There's a ton of promotions I don't know about. I mean, mm-hmm. I watch Progress and I barely keep up with who's there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure there's all sorts of names out there.
Well, even to some of the competitors from the United Kingdom.
Jordan Devlin. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's see here. Sean Dunn wants to know, do we think Paul Heyman will turn on Brock at WrestleMania? No.
No.
Paul Heyman, he would sink with the ship.
Yep. If they're as close as reported, I'd be hard pressed to think that Paul would stick around if Brock wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Billy Smith wants to know, if Asuka goes to SmackDown, who will Asuka's first challenger be, and who else do you see coming there as well?
Well, let's assume that she takes on Charlotte and Mania and defeats her. Who's next? Becky?
Becky. I'd love to see Becky. But if they want to go with a heel, I mean... Natalia versus Asuka can make for some good matches.
Yeah.
Ruby Riott versus Asuka could be good.
Did we see that
in NXT? Did she fight Asuka? She had to. Great question. James Behan, which superstar would you guys most like to get to do your next Going In Raw intro? So if we got invited on the WWE thing.
Oh, Bullet Club. For it all in, Kenny and Cody.
Yeah. All right.
Say you're watching Going In Raw. That'd be awesome.
Let's say WWE. I have two answers.
All right.
One is Braun.
Yeah.
Because he can say Going In Raw.
Or Going In Raw is garbage.
Yeah. Or if we could get Finn Balor to say Going In Raw is real.
That'd be my number one.
That would be my number one.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't say real.
No.
That would be great.
I don't know if he'd be able to do this.
I don't think he'd be able to do that. I wouldn't even ask him this.
Going In Raw is real. That's all I'd need.
Finn, hey, you know, thanks for the interview. Is there any way you can give a shout out to our show? But could you say Going In Raw is real? It's real. We do the impression. We say, can you do it like this? Going In Raw is real. You'd go like this at him. Oh God!
It'd be fun to have
such nerds.
Jinder Mahal do it.
Oh, that'd be great! Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna say this to my people in my language, and he'd say, "Going In Raw, blah, 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 blah," you know, whatever his language. I can't speak Punjabi. That's one of my favorite stories from my stepkid Lacey. Told me that when Marissa was like super young, like 2 or 3 years old, she was at the grocery store, and there was a Spanish couple that was sitting there, and they were talking in Spanish. And then Marissa just started going, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm sorry, my child is unknowingly offensive. Oh, man. Let's see here. Bilal Kizilbash. Bilal Kizilbash. I'm sorry for butchering your name. How soon after Cena's run comes to an end do you think they will put him in the Hall of Fame? That is a tricky question because at what point? No, I know, but at what point does his run really come to an end? You think Cena's going to do a retirement match and just be gone?
No.
He's got at least 5 more manias in him.
Yeah.
At least. I mean, unless he takes off to the Rock degree where studios are literally saying you can't wrestle
anymore. You can't do it because of insurance. Yeah.
Right, exactly. At that point, then you just put him in. But I mean, even the Rock's not in yet, so it's going to be a long time, simply because of his longevity.
Also, the door will probably always be open.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Like it is with the Rock.
Yeah. But it's something, and on top of that, it's getting to the point where.
But also, Kurt Angle set the precedent of being in the Hall of Fame and still being able to wrestle.
And that's true. But also, because I was thinking, well, if there's like a year when there's no obvious answer, but we're getting to the point where every year there's qualified people. Like,
yeah.
You know, next year they could easily try to put Daniel Bryan in there, assuming that things are still copacetic. Undertaker, Batista, The Rock.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's three headliners right
DX,
there.
DX, Triple H, mm-hmm. China.
Yeah.
NWO.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Do you think Eric Bischoff's a Hall of Famer? All right, let's move on.
I know you don't.
No.
King of Beard Style. Who will main event WrestleMania first? Kevin Owens or Finn Balor? At this rate, it's Finn Balor. Because it's hard to think that guy's going to... God, I can't believe he's going to be in the Andre the Giant Battle.
Well, let's wait and see how things play out.
Yeah.
Don't get too upset about it yet until there's a reason to get upset.
What a great question from Jesse James Helsius. What a great name. Helsius.
Yeah, it is a good name.
What signs are you bringing to Impact?
I'm wearing my Adam Mayhem shirt.
Can we only bring Adam Mayhem signs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Book Adam Mayhem.
I know.
Sign Adam Mayhem.
I know.
Adam Mayhem for Impact.
Yeah, all that.
Adam Impact.
There you go. That's all great stuff. Let's do it.
That'd be good, man. Oh, man. Let's see here. Oh, Charlie Mercury. Power rank, top 5 Attitude Era entrance theme songs.
DX.
So.
But that it's not just the song. It's the entire TitanTron package, all that.
Yeah. For me, it's Stone Cold.
DX.
I think it's Stone. For me, it's Stone Cold, Y2J,
yeah, good
DX. The Rocks was good.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like out of this world.
No. Hardy Boy's song was really good. Dun, dun, I still use it now, but back then it was really good. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Yeah, that was a good one.
You think you know me.
You think you know me.
Triple H's first solo
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah. No. God, we're nerds. Let's see here. Carlos Espino says, looking at the new Japan Cup bracket, who do you think is going to be in the finals, and who do you want to be in the finals?
Tanahashi's winning his side of the bracket. See, Tanahashi versus either Ibushi or Naito, if I'm guessing.
Yeah, I liked your story about Ibushi. Could you imagine if Kota Ibushi won that title off of Okada?
It'd be great. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
I like the idea. Meltzer was mentioning the idea of Tanahashi preventing Okada from tying
his record for a successful title defense, or at least being his opponent to tie or break the record.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say Tanahashi.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a Tanahashi Ibushi rematch.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Ibushi reached the finals.
Yeah.
Some interesting stories I could play out.
Looks like we're going to get Zack Sabre Jr. versus Naito.
In the first round, yeah.
Oh, that's in the first round? Okay. That makes sense. Because they set some of that up at the show. Let's see here. Jorge Uribe. I will be going to Sacramento for a week because of a business trip next year. What places do you recommend eating?
There's a really good Italian restaurant. A couple of them here in town called Paisanos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a decent value for the quality of food you get, and they got a really interesting menu. They got a really good pork fusilli dish.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some habanero pepper in it. It's really good. Their short ribs are outstanding.
Mm-hmm. If you go to
Jasper's.
There's an area of like Midtown, like around R and 14. That has like a little strip. That's where like Burgers and Brew is. What's that like old timey place?
The Shady Lady. Yeah.
There's like a bunch of really good places.
Yeah, there's some decent places around there. Midtown is really happening right now as far as the food scene.
Uh-huh.
Like L and where they have Second Saturdays. It's like L and
I forget.
Like L and 18th around that area.
Yeah.
There's a lot of restaurants. Paisanos is in that area. There's a couple more down there that are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that people wanting to set up restaurants in San Francisco. I heard this years ago, so I don't know if it's still accurate. People that wanted to set up restaurants in San Francisco and finding it too expensive were moving out here because it's far cheaper to start up businesses.
Yeah.
So that's why there was a pretty significant influx of restaurateurs coming up to Sacramento starting up some really good places.
Yeah.
There's a lot of new breweries opening up around here too that are really good.
Oh, what a good this place is booming for like beer and food for sure. Brock Lesnar.
Wait.
Brock without the K.
Oh, okay.
If you guys had to wear a wrestler's attire for a day in the desert, who would it be? You're in the desert, so I don't know, like
Kevin Owens. It's comfortable.
Yeah. You're in the desert. Something like, I don't know, Shibata? Like just a pair of panties, right?
Well, that's a lot of skin to be exposed.
Oh,
to
I see what you're saying. Okay. Like, yeah, but Kevin Owens always, he wears black.
Yeah, I know, but as long as the fabric like, is breathable, which I think it is, that's why he has like the Under Armour shirt.
Yeah, right.
It's breathable.
Yeah, that was, okay. That's a good one. Like I was going to say Necro Butcher, but like Luke Harper.
Yeah.
He just has like jeans and like a...
Yeah, I wouldn't want that because the jeans are hot.
Yeah, okay.
I thought Dean Ambrose at first, but no.
Okay,
it's too hot.
All right. No, I think your Kevin Owens answer is a good one. Cassius Ohno.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, okay. Exposed legs, though. I kind of like... Yeah, Kevin Owens' legs
the
are
The long
really
shorts
exposed,
and
yeah.
he has the kick pads covering up his lower legs. So it's really just your arms you're worried about.
You went on that one. That's good. I mean, if you're stranded in the desert, you're going to die.
Well, it depends how long
so
you're
doesn't
there.
Matter. You
it's
also want to think about what suit do I want to be found dead in?
Yeah.
You know? Kevin Owens, again, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. Logan, do you think this angle where the bar is beating everyone is setting up for AOP to come in to challenge them?
Maybe at some point.
I think that's going to happen. That wouldn't surprise me. They would, like you said earlier, they wouldn't be doing the who's going to challenge us, who's going to challenge us, if they're not going to have a match.
I know.
Adam Darwin, if WWE did a WrestleMania in another country, do you think they would still perform the national anthem? They would perform that country's national anthem, whatever that is. And then
they don't do the national anthem at WrestleMania. They do America the Beautiful.
Oh, okay. Then they would probably do whatever that country's version of America the Beautiful is. Oh, that's good. I like this one. Stee, if the WWE wasn't PG and wrestlers could drop F-bombs and say whatever they wanted during
they can
promos,
do that on the USA Network now.
Yeah, I know. Who would be the most over if they could do that?
Well, Braun.
You're fucking garbage.
I know.
Yeah, okay, that's
good. Not fucking finished with you yet.
I'm not fucking finished.
Get
with
these
you.
Fucking hands.
Get these fucking hands. Oh, that's good. Anyways, that's it for the show. That was a good one. That's a good way to end. Thanks so much for watching. There's some music for you. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye. Now.